start by reading tonight's table discussion question. And then I'm going to go around the table and just ask each of you what comes to mind when you hear this and when you think about it. And then we'll throw it open for discussion. And anybody who has some deeper thought about it, feel free to speak up. Jesus says that he came to provide abundant or full life. John 10, 10b. What do we suppose such fullness involves, and how might it relate to self-denial? I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10. Norm, let's start with you. What comes to your mind?
Well, he came for the forgiveness of our sins, and if we walk the right path as Christians, and we provide service to the needy and the others, then that's part of the abundant life.
Okay. Woody?
The Army has a motto, be all you can be. You've sort of heard that on TV sometimes. Be all you can be, join the Army, or whatever. To me, it's sort of an analogy about the abundant life, you know, why we're here on earth. God has a purpose for each one of us, and I think he wants us to achieve that purpose. I think that purpose has to do, in general, with learning to love, because I think we're going to be loving God throughout eternity, and I think he sort of put us on the earth for a short period of time to sort of learn to do that, and given us some guidance, and so I think as we learn to love him and others, I think we share in that abundancy that he's set out for us.
Charles?
I don't think that God has a plan for us. I think he's left it up to us. Whether we do good or bad, it's up to us. We can't blame God for bad things. To me, it's he's left us by ourselves to decide what we want to do in life. And I'm sure we hold ourselves responsible for whatever we do. So as far as the abundance is concerned, if we can share it with other people, I think it really makes us feel a lot better.
I'd say something similar. It makes me think of all of the abundance of life that is given to us and is possible for us, but that so often we don't live as though it were, and kind of it's easy to live as if we were, you know, bound up some way, or and not actually living the fullness that's available through the will of God and the amazing gift of God. So I just pick up on what you said about that. If we learn to share the abundance, then we will receive even more in the abundant life that was meant for us.
I guess everything everybody said is definitely along with how I feel about this statement. And I also, I think about some of the challenges that I personally face with, you know, sometimes feeling selfish or, you know, those kind of daily things. And I definitely have noticed that when I do rise above, share a little, you know, give a little, I feel a lot better. You know, you come out of your solitary kind of place to a, you know, more of a conjoint community kind of feeling, and it's incredibly valuable, incredibly important in this world especially.
Yeah, I was thinking a little bit like you were, MJ. I was thinking when I think about the abundant life, I think about kind of concentric circles with the little selfish person in the middle, and then spreading out to your family. And you learn to love your family, and then you learn to love your community and give to your community, and then bigger than that is just the world or just the spirituality of the world, I think. And I think we're always trying to move out into those circles that are beyond our little private, selfish little circle, and moving into loving people within our family, and then out in the community, and then out in the world in a much more abundant way than what we started out with.
Absolutely.
What do you think of?
Well, I'm listening to what everybody's saying, and one of the things that has been on my mind very recently is this idea of dying to self, of Jesus calls us to do that, and another part of that's repeated in Scripture, and certainly what we strive to do as Christians, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And so in my own little way, I've been thinking about how, you know, if I have the urge for a nice ice-cold soda, you know, if I don't have any in the refrigerator, and I really want one, I'm willing to go to the grocery store and get one, or go to a soda machine and get one. Am I willing to do that for my neighbor? If someone else is thirsty, am I willing to go out of my way to do that? And I think what happens when we get to a point where we're willing to do the very simplest things or the greatest things in our lives for our neighbors, then our life suddenly becomes so whole. And that's what this means to me, is that our life just explodes. And to me, it becomes even more powerful if we do these things in Jesus' name. If we do this as Christians. If we do this because of our love of God, which is the second part of that kind of statement. That love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. So that's what comes to my mind. As I listen to all of you, this is, you know, really wonderful to hear different aspects about the same kind of sense, what this means. I loved your thoughts about the center and these widening circles. They just go out. And if we stay locked into this self, we're such a tiny little point, and we have no connection. But as soon as we step outside that, we become part of everything. It's wonderful.
So the self-denial almost doesn't seem like the appropriate description of it, because it's the way that we can receive more abundance ourselves. And yet it does require thinking on that and breaking out of the sort of exclusively inward living and thinking. So,
if you were on the way to the store, you might find somebody that needs help.
That's right.
And if you stayed at home, you...
I'd like to encourage all the groups to bring your comments to an end. You're welcome to return back to your original seat or stay with your newfound friends, either whichever way you'd be more comfortable. Those of you involved with the program coming up, I would like to invite the McKinley Singers to come forward and start getting ready. At this point in time, I'd like everyone to take a look at your name tag. Look and see what number you have on it. It will be a number 1 through 8, I believe. Shannon, who's in the striped sweater here, is going to assist me. We are going to ask all of you to divide up into 8 groups. She is going to show you where she would like you to go sit. This is a time where we just try to get a little bit better acquainted by talking about a particular discussion question. Then we will proceed with our program after that. Before we actually have you move, what I would like to do is, you'll see on the yellow page, if you did not get rid of it when you were cleaning your table, is the table discussion question. This is what we're going to be speaking about tonight. Jesus says that he came to provide abundant or full life. In the King James Version, it reads, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." When we divide up into our eight groups, we're going to be discussing for a few moments among ourselves, what do we suppose that's supposed to mean? What did Jesus mean that we would have a more abundant life? What do we suppose such fullness involves, and how might it relate to self-denial? Okay, remember what your number is or take a look again. I will tell you, if we have too many groups at the first table or too many people at the first table, we may have some of you divide up in other places, but please go where we direct you first, and thank you very much. Group one, where shall they go?